This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Just thinking about this, Lawrence Johnson, who's one of my buddies, he wrote a paper about, you know, people being confused, kids being confused, and in terms of gender. And he talked about this jazz kid. I don't know if there's this show, I Am Jazz, I think it's called. I've caught snippets of it just because I am curious. I'm not bi-curious or, you know, questioning. Don't try to lump me in with the LGBTQ. Not that that's a problem, but I Am Jazz, I think, is the name of it. And it was more out of a curiosity. Little boy that wanted to become a girl and all the issues related to that. And, of course, we know that, you know, with transgenderism being such a big deal, because Lord knows there's so many of them, we've got to actually legislate it. But I caught the show, you know, pieces of it. And this little boy that's become a girl, maybe, you know, there are weird things in nature, so maybe this particular little boy definitely wanted to be a girl. Don't know, don't care. But I do know this. When I was growing up, that person would have known what they were a lot earlier. In other words, they would have either accepted that they're just kind of stuck. It's a weird thing to be, and they would have adjusted to it. But we wouldn't have to have the hoopla, and we wouldn't have to create this sense of, I can be whatever, and I don't know what I want to be, which is what we've done. And there are people that are going to argue with me and say, well, Kevin, it's better that these kids know who they are early on, blah, blah, blah. I disagree. I think that these kids are being sort of pushed into that. I think you can market something to a degree that people want it. And if you market it and say, look, it's okay for guys to be with guys and girls to be with girls. If you market it and make it like, it's not that big of a deal, kids will think it is. If kids grow up in an environment where men are kissing men, they won't, and nobody corrects, they'll think that's what it is. Even if their own innate sense says, I don't get that. That's weird to me. Because I want to kiss a girl. I'm a boy. I want to kiss a girl. I don't want to kiss another boy. But you can make a kid believe that that's okay. And you all know what I'm talking about. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What we have is this amazing marketing campaign that's happening right now that you're funding. We're all funding. And it is meant to screw kids up, and it's doing a phenomenal job because kids don't know what to think, and it's being exacerbated by bad parenting. This is what we now teach. Our legacy is bad parenting. My parents, if I had looked at a little boy and go, well, can I go kiss him? My grandmother would have been, kiss him? What are you talking about? And even though she wouldn't have sent me to a shrink, she just sat me down and said, boys don't kiss boys. Why do you want to kiss them? Well, I saw it on TV. She would say, well, you're going to quit watching TV. And there are gay people out there going, well, Kevin, that's not fair. No. Yes, it is. That's a parent saying, I want to understand what you're motivating. Now, if I had said, I just like boys, my grandmother would have been like, uh-oh, okay, well, baby. And she would have been all soft and said, uh-oh, we're going to have a deal here with Kevin, right? And they would have reversed course. They wouldn't have told me, you're not gay, but they would have had a different reaction. But if I went, well, I saw it on TV, they would say, well, that's not what boys do. And that would have been that. The same way we were in Dallas visiting my cousins, and I'd never seen a gay person openly gay. And we were filling up at the mobile gas station. I will never forget it. In Oak Cliff, Texas, and a dude who looked, he was prettier than a woman, and he was in an amazing outfit, and he was switching his little man purse. I mean, he was dressed to kill, and he's walking up the way, and I'm putting in gas, and I look at my grandmother like, what in the world? And she looked at me, and when he got out of earshot, I went, "What was that?" I didn't laugh, but I was like, "What?" And my grandmother, I'll never forget it. She went, "Baby, he's funny. He's just funny." And I remember in that moment going, "I don't ever want to be considered funny." But I didn't know he was a good-looking dude. But he looked like a girl. So I just knew I didn't want to be funny in that way. And a lot of older black people that know what I'm talking about, they know that's how we used to describe gay people. We say, "Oh, he's a little funny." Yeah, comedians don't like that, but that's what they would say. He's funny. Bad parenting, folks. We have parents who will mutilate their own children, cut off the genitals, cut off the breast and the penis of a girl and the penis of a boy in order to create something that the kid doesn't even know whether they want it or not. Meanwhile, those very same people will decry genital mutilation of Muslim girls and Muslim women. They, "I can't believe they're so barbaric." And then they do identically the same thing. And you know what their rationalization is? "Well, my child wanted it." Your child wanted a freaking Ferrari when they were a kid and you didn't get it for them. Your child wants to eat ice cream for breakfast. You don't let them. Most of you know, anyway. But no, these leftists do this. They don't even see their ironies. So here's the thing. Are you confused as an adult? Does something not challenge your sensibilities daily? Maybe it's the mortgage policy of Joe Biden where he says, "The better your credit score, the more we're going to penalize you." And you go, "What? I worked hard to get good credit, Joe Biden." "Yeah, well, too bad. That's too bad. Yeah. My word is a Biden. That's too bad." What about the border? The government, the administration that tells you there's no border issue, we don't have a border problem. As everybody reports on the border problem. I saw something about, we found an additional $3 billion now that we can send to Ukraine. And the crazy amount of money that we've spent on that country. And we have homeless veterans. We have people who lost their livelihoods during COVID, during the nonsense of COVID. And we're sending money, that kind of coin abroad? It's ridiculous. Look at the Bidens, a family that should be the butt of jokes. They're being protected.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Constitution was written by men who believed in a God-fearing nation, provides the ultimate guide on how to govern a civil society. Every word was carefully chosen to give each branch of government the power to check and temper the other. These men knew that with unchecked power, any branch of government could lose sight of the job they were hired to do and become beholden solely to the power they wield. This is what has happened in America today. Power corrupts. The Biden administration is proof of it. From the top down, virtually every person involved in this Disturbing America Last executive branch has weaponized their office to target their political opponents. It's unprecedented, and it's not the American way. This week, I've solemnly and soberly chosen to use the powers that the founders provided and issue a check against what the Biden administration thinks are unfettered powers. It's something I don't take lightly.
That is Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG. You down with MTG? Oh, you know me. MTG submitting articles of impeachment on multiple people, and I applaud her. This is long overdue. There should be a cacophony of American, well, certainly America. We should all be at me. Get them. But where are the Republicans? They should all. Why her? Why the controversial MTG? You know, it's a very simple thing. I hate to put it this way, but the Republican men, you notice it took a while for me to get that out. Republican men don't exist. It takes an MTG to have the cojones to actually do something. Now, I don't know where it's going to go. That's not the point. Some of this stuff it's theater. But it needs to be done. Who was it? One of my friends we were talking about, he said to me, he goes, Kev, he's in a lawsuit. He says, I'm going to be suing the DNC or suing somebody. I was like, good. I don't remember the details, but I just remember he said he was suing a leftist. And I was like, good, because his case was good. And he has the financial wherewithal to do it and see it through. And I was like, yes. Donald Trump is suing the Washington Post. Are you guys aware of this? $3.78 million. I hope he gets some of that Jeff Bezos booty. I mean, money. I'm not talking about LGBT thing. I'm talking about money. Booty is money. That's what the pirates called it. Producers. Yeah, I wish you guys. We need to put a camera in here. I use old terms just to make things funny, okay? That's it. Anyway, Trump's getting some of Jeff Bezos' booty in the pirate sense. And $3.78 billion for defamation. I think all the people in the food chain, I think we should be able to sue Facebook, Twitter, pre-Elon Twitter, all these companies that Facebook in particular, the cutting people off because of the lies that they were propagating, and there's no harm that's been given to these people. Nothing. You can't take them to court, even though they took down my page, as an example, with millions of followers. Oh, well, it's just too bad. The terms and conditions or whatever. So you can lie. You can stop people from telling the truth, which in effect a lie. And then some person I just read recently said that they admitted that Zuckerberg's money went to Democrats to get more voters. They admitted it. Nothing's happened. So anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, this is with a heavy heart that I tell you, here's what I've got to do. And I believe her. I don't know how you feel about the country, but I love America. Oh, man, I love her. Really. And I'm heartbroken that I now know the inside dirt of this country. And here's what's so sad. I don't know why I didn't know it sooner. I think it's like a friend of mine, his wife left him. And everybody else around him, we're going, hey, she's not all that you think she is. But what are you going to tell somebody? He's in love with her. So we were talking about it, and he says, you know, God, you know, 18 years, you know, we've got 3 kids, and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I go, and you didn't see it. He says, he's like, she's always been self-centered. She's been this, she's been that, she's been egotistical. But I didn't see it. And I go, you just said she's always been this. And then here's what he said. I'm not lying. True story. He goes, you know what, Kev? I just caught myself. I didn't want to see it. Well, I don't know if that's the case for us with America. I don't know that it's I didn't want to see it, but I will say this. I certainly didn't want to believe it. If somebody told me, I didn't want to believe it. I remember people telling me, Kevin, there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. And I would be, yeah, there is. There is a difference. And it's a slight difference, but it's enough of a difference for me to stay a Republican. But in the scheme of things, it is a uniparty. It's two groups of elites getting together saying, okay, you can have power for a while, but then you got to give it back. And they have a handshake. Okay, you'll get it back at this time. I'm going to tell you right now, the election cheating has nothing to do with the Democrats or Republicans. It has to do with elitists making the decisions. But here's where we're headed. Every one of them, whether you're Republican or Democrat, has us headed towards socialism. Every one of them. Doesn't matter who it is. Don't try to think, oh man, you know, this is different. It's not. The both of these parties couldn't care less about us. And the only thing that reason why we vote Republican is because occasionally they give us enough hope that we say, okay, but they're, you know, we have to believe in them for a bit. They'll vote a party ticket, but they always do it when they have no chance of winning. Think about it. They vote party line. But when you get into the nuance, you can't trust them. And this is why they fight tooth and nail to keep good voices from being heard. I mean, I can tell you this. If I were a more of a centrist and, you know, and I don't know, because I'm a Trump supporter. I'm not a zealot. But I'm going to tell you, I could rifle through the Republicans. If I just went, you know what, these elites, if I went and hung out at the parties and said the right things, I could do it there too. I'm telling you the same on what I tell you on the left, that I would be a billionaire on the left if I did what I did what they wanted me to do. Billionaire. So anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's doing articles of impeachment. When we come back, I'm going to play the rest of her clip. But I also want to play this McCarthy clip. Because this is the crux of what all this is about. We are wanting a document that we believe proves that Joe Biden has been doing damage to America. And the FBI has been running interference. Those are facts. We know the FBI has been in cahoots with the Democrats. And now they're wanting to cover their butts and they don't want to give us the document. And I got to wonder, are we really going to get it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Still optimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the hunt for a budget and deficit deal.
Challenges on certain points that we have differences in. But I believe we can find the common ground there.
And the talks continue. NBC reports Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential campaign tomorrow night during a Twitter discussion with Twitter's owner, Elon Musk. Billionaire Harlan Crow is telling the Senate Judiciary Committee it does not have the authority to investigate his friendship with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Remember the old line, take precautions? The Centers for Disease Control says the number of HIV cases in the USA in 2021 was around 32,000. That's a 12% drop from 4 years earlier. The CDC says younger people may be just taking more precautions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is with the highest amount of solemnity that I announce my intention to introduce articles of impeachment today on the head of this America at Last executive branch that has been working since January 20th, 2021 to systematically destroy this country.
I know. Solemn dimny. MTG. But she's right. Joe Biden has systematically tried to destroy the country. But she goes on to talk about it from the standpoint of the border. The border. Really? That's what you want to get Joe Biden on is the border? Here, let's play the rest of it just so you... I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's about 4 minutes and I want to get into the McCarthy stuff. But... you know, you'll at least get a taste of what she's wanting to do. And I applaud her because nobody else is stepping up to do this. As I told you guys, I've been watching Narcos. And what an amazing show. Narcos is about Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel and the Cali cartel running Colombia. And when I say running it, I mean they were more powerful than the president. In the Cali cartel, I'm at a stage where I don't want to give too much away, but Escobar's out, and now they're dealing with the Cali cartel, and they show that they own the police. There's nothing that goes on in this place that they don't know about. From when you arrive, they check you out to make sure you're who you are, to when you leave. The cartels had it locked in. The military wouldn't even mess with them. I mean, it was insane. And when the DEA was working on this, and the reason why the U.S. was involved was because the majority of the cocaine that was poisoning Americans was coming from Colombia. This is when we cared about the country. So they get rid of Escobar, and they found out more cocaine is coming. While we're waging war on Escobar, while we shut him down, more cocaine came into the United States than when before Escobar. It was almost like we should have just left him alone. But here's the point I'm making. When they were looking for somebody to step up, the DEA, they said, who do you want? And he says, I want General so-and-so. I don't know his name. It was Carrera. And he goes, why? He says, because he's a patriot. He believes in two things, his country and his God. And he cannot be corrupted. There's no amount of money that can corrupt him. And ultimately... where there was the president or whatever, they went through multiple people, but they had a handful of people who really cared. And this is what I want to explain to you. We don't need millions. I mean, I love to have millions of people behind me in everything that I do. And I know there's a lot of them, but they just aren't getting the word out. For the record, we just hired a group. I want to let you guys know this because maybe you can help. I had to hire a group that is going to expand our social media footprint. It's a team out of India. And the reason why I hired them is my brother uses them for his business. And he says, Kev, these guys are good. Now, I will tell you, I'm not budgeted for this. But I talked to the guys. They showed me their process. And I went, holy cow, this could be the whole, you know, this could be the Holy Grail. This could be what we've needed. Because I've never focused on it. And it was amazing how organized they are. It cost us $3,000 a month to do it. I'm not budgeted for it. I'm telling you right now. But we made a decision to do it. Sacrifice. I don't know what's going to happen. Like I tell you, it's all God's plan. But I'm putting it out there to my folks to tell you, if you're going to help us, that's where we need it. Because if these guys do for me what they've been able to do for my brother, that it was funny. I told them, I said, they go, well, Kevin, who do you consider your competition? I said, I don't have competition. I said, I have people that do what I do. He says, well, who do you consider that? I said, oh, Candace Owens, the Hodge. I named off a few people. They went and looked at their sites, and they said, oh, we'll have you there in no time. They went, we'll have you there in no time. And it was, I felt like crying. I was like, oh my God, but I was so overwhelmed. They were like, no, look, you have so much more. And the research they did, because I gave them the information a week in advance of the call. And they had looked at everything. He was showing me stats of my site. He was saying, Kevin, let me show you a client. We did this. And he goes, here's what you're missing. And he was showing. And I was just blown away at what I don't know. This is one of those areas where you don't know what you don't know. Here's what I do know. I knew that I didn't know it, and I didn't have the budget to do it. But Melissa goes, let's just do it. We have to do it. Because we've got to get the word out. So we started it. But let me just tell you, if you're going to help us, that is the place to do it. Because we have, I mean, and here's the sad part about what I just told you. It's not a lot of money. It's not. But when you're, you know, shadow banned, and, you know, when your site goes from making $20,000, $30,000 a month to $300, and you're going to the bank every month to make something work, then you get it. You go, wow. They can ruin you. These are the people that will send the IRS to your home and then give you a bill for $40,000 that you don't really owe. These are the people that will send the FBI to a parking lot to look at citizens who want to do what's best for their children with school boards. This is what these people are about. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the matter at hand. So we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, who says, look, I want to do something. And she, by the way, and we can play the other clips, but she's like, we're going to go after, and she named four or five people, including Merrick Garland and others. I think Chris Wray of the FBI. But I want to get back to McCarthy, because McCarthy is saying, we've got documents now that we need to get, and the FBI is part of it. So I wanted to let you see it's all tied together. But going back to this Cali cartel thing and the narcos, there was a few people, a very small number of people that it took, who said, we're going to stay the course. I don't care what I'm talking about under life or death. This general, they said there had been multiple attempts on his life, but they didn't get him. And God preserved them for a reason. And ultimately, they brought down these cartels. Now, there's still, drugs are being done. New cartels will form. But it takes people with tenacity and who are unbendable and cannot be bought. And what we have in our government right now is a bunch of people who can be bought. Let's go to that McCarthy clip.
Speaker, I want to get one more comment from you on the call that you had. You had a call with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Friday. You know that James Comer has a subpoena out for the document that he wants to see. Are you going to be able to get that document? What went on with your call with the director of the FBI?
Well, I want to be very clear with the FBI director that Congress has a right and we have the jurisdiction to oversee the FBI. This is one piece of paper that a chairman of a committee has requested to see. He hasn't even acknowledged whether he has this document, but he hasn't even provided it. I explained to the director that we will do everything in our power, and we have the jurisdiction over the FBI, that we have the right to see this document. I believe after this call, we will get this document.
What do you think, folks? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. What do you think? You think McCarthy is going to get it?
I will tell you, I like the way he couched that. He says we have the right to oversee the FBI. We have jurisdiction over the FBI. And he's saying that Ray hasn't even acknowledged that the document exists, but we... And the part I liked about it was he says, after this call, I believe we will get the document. And that leads me to believe that the Republicans are saying, we have enough pressure to put on Ray that he's going to finally turn this document over. What are your thoughts? 844-551-8255. I'm so bothered by, you know, all of this. This is cut and dry. It would be different if we were really trying to figure something out. You know, like there's a smoking gun somewhere and we don't know. But there's no smoking gun. We watched the guy shoot. It isn't like the gun was there laying there where it was smoking and we went, well, who shot it? It didn't just shoot itself. You know, we're looking around in the alley trying to find out where the perp is. No, we watched it. Every crime that's been committed by the Bidens is front and center. One other quick point. Y'all probably say, Kevin gets on a subject, man, he won't let go. But this Narcos thing. When you watch shows like this, you find out how international business works. Like, for example, the DEA finds out that the Narcos are hiding their money in Curacao. So they go there and they said, they're ready to make an arrest. And they said, where are you going to get him? They said, when he comes out of the bank. And they say, no, you can't arrest him at a bank. You can arrest him at a restaurant or whatever. And they explain why. And the reason why I love shows like this is you get an even deeper dive into how things work. How does the DEA work with the CIA? And how does the DEA, you know, work with the ambassadors? And how do people get shipped in and out and for what reasons? Do they get a burn notice or do they get a persona non grata? It's very interesting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ask you your comments on this. The Florida Chamber of Commerce sensing in a statement about the advisory that the NAACP that you all sent out. And here's sort of what it says. Regarding the national group's notice to certain travelers, we have no comment. However, on the economic diversification front, in just the last few years, Florida has moved into the number one spot in the United States for black-owned businesses and number two for Hispanic and number two for women-owned businesses as well. When you hear those numbers, what they are saying is, look, African-Americans and Hispanics are doing quite well here when it comes to running their own businesses and being able to make money here and being able to live decent lives. How do you address that with this new ban?
First of all, that's propaganda language. Over the last several years, it wasn't because of anything he did in policy. Florida, by geography, is an attractive place where people would like to go. But he's fighting the largest company in the state with Disney around tourism. They just pulled out $1 billion. He is minimizing the quality of education by taking away the diversity for children to learn. He has sought to cause harm by saying that every citizen can carry a gun without permit. Those are not business attractive policies. Those are regressive policies that's going to hit a dead end. So you can spend the whatever language you would like to have. The policies that he has put in place are harmful policies to far too many individuals. And I can tell you what Disney has been doing, what we have this call for, it is a trend that's about to pick up, not slow down.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was the president of the NAACP. Of course, he's saving black folks from that horrible Florida. And he thinks he's going to win. Says, look at this battle he's got with Disney. They're going to lose $1 billion. That's a rounding error in Florida's economy. Who cares? By the way, Disney is not the largest employer in Florida. DPWN Holdings is 547,000 employees. J-Bill, located in St. Petersburg, 200,000 employees. Darden Restaurants, 175,000 employees. Cargill International, 150,000. You got to go way down the list before you get to Disney. Now, how many of these people are in Florida? That's the key. Darden Restaurants, 175,000 people, but they're not all in Florida. J-Bill is a manufacturing company, not all in Florida. DVWN Holdings, 597,000 employees all over the world. I don't think Florida, go Google it. You don't have to believe me. Look at the 100 biggest list of companies in Florida, and I don't believe a single, I'm going to look at the top 20. The top 20, there's not a single Disney in the top 25. In Disney, what they do is each of their groups is a holding company. So Magic Kingdom is different than Disneyland, or Disney World is different than, you know, Puff the Magic Dragon. I don't know whatever they got. But there are a lot of people that have many more employees than Disney. You want to go down to the top 20. Del Monte is in Coral Gables. They have 45,000 jobs. Red Lobster, 55,000 jobs. Now, again, these are not all in Florida. But these are corporate offices, you know, headquartered in Florida. That's a big deal, right? I wonder if these people are going to keep their black people in slavery down there. Ho, ho. Just so, it's so crazy that you can get this kind of attention. I just did a radio show about this yesterday, and you can get this kind of attention over this kind of nonsense. It's utter nonsense. Let's move on, because I was talking about the jacked up world that we sadly live in, and I want to just finish on that note. Marshall Simon, a black man, shoved a 40-year-old Asian woman in front of a train, talking a subway train. Where's AOC? This was in New York. That's what people ask. Where's AOC? Why isn't she talking about this? Well, stop Asian hate, right? Marshall Simon. Black dude. And who knows why he did it? Does it matter? But you don't hear much. But you know what you really don't hear? You want to know where the silence is most deafening, folks? The Republicans. I want you to understand, every single day, the manna from heaven the Republican Party is given, and they screw it up. They do nothing. You want another story? Jose Roberto Hernandez Espinal, an illegal from El Salvador, raped a woman on a hiking trail. She was hiking, enjoying nature. This man jumps out of the woods, the boogeyman, drags her back into there, sexually assaults her. And you know what he'd done only 2 days earlier? He had sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl. A guy that never should have been in this country. A guy who was let in by anybody? Anybody? Did you say Democrats? Did you say leftists? You would be right. And you know what the Republicans are doing? Absolutely nothing. Where are advocacy groups? Why is it? This is the question we should be asking ourselves. Why is it that the Democrats can... The Republicans can do one thing, say one thing. The Democrats will take it, blow it up, give it a megaphone, and suddenly it's a big deal. Think about it. The NAACP has done the most dumb thing you could possibly do. issue a travel advisory to one of America's 50 states. I want you to think about other countries where you can't move freely, like Africa. You want to go from South Africa into Tanzania, it isn't just like driving across the border. People are driving in from Georgia into Florida, black folks too. Oh yeah, black folks, they've ignored the travel advisory. And there's no hassle. You can't just move like that throughout certain areas of the world. You could be killed crossing into a border. You could be abducted, jailed, all kinds of things. But the NAACP wants you to believe that black folks are in danger. How would we survive without them? Yep, I should have covered all this in the first hour when we talked about it. I guess we ran out of time, didn't we? Unbelievable that nobody's taking them seriously. Yeah, I know you know that. But it's getting attention. And as I said, it's getting attention because that's what the NAACP wants. They want people to think it's a big deal. We're a big deal. We're relevant. I love how at the end of that clip he said this. He said, they think this is just beginning. There will be others that will follow suit. What will they do? Who's going to follow suit? DeSantis has said to Florida, we're not changing anything because of what these people said. What does he think he's going to do? He's going to intimidate what, Georgia next? Who's he going to intimidate? Any black person who allows this kind of nonsense to be propagated, shame on him. Shame on him. Tim Scott formally announced for president. You guys hear this? He's going to seek the 2024 presidential nomination, jumping into the primary battle that really is a one-man show right now. And you know what Donald Trump did? He said he's a better guy than Ron DeSanctimonious. And you know what I thought to myself? I'm going to tell you another time. I have a strategy around this. Anyway, he had started his exploratory committee. Now he's in officially. Curious, what do you think? Has Tim Scott got a shot? My money says Tim Scott has a snowball's chance in HE double crooked socks of gaining any real serious traction. Now, what did he do? He jumped into the race. It's one more person that doesn't believe that Trump should be the guy. He's a senator. He's black. Blah, blah, blah. Right? So it's supposed to be a negative. And Trump did not make it a negative. I have a theory. Trump said, yeah, he's a good guy. He's worth looking into. And then he throws a shot at Ron DeSanctimonious. And I think when the right got Tim Scott to get in, they felt like it would be, he'd be able to paint Trump as a racist. It would be one more person to add to the mix. But again, Tim Scott, folks. It's not, this isn't earth shattering. It's not like Don Jr. got in it. So what do you think? What do you think it is? Do you think Tim Scott legitimately wants to win? Has a shot? You have any thoughts on it in general? Is he a traitor to Trump by doing it? Just another story in the Naked City, folks. I gotta leave it there, though.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.